Hello and welcome to another episode of Enter My Shoes with your host, Brian Cargill. Today we're going to be talking about videography, video production, and what it means to do this kind of work. Yeah, so thank you for joining me. I thought I would just go through what video means to me, how I got involved in doing this kind of video work. Obviously, this is a podcast, not a video, but that's what I do for my day job, and that's what I grew up doing in high school. It all started junior year. I'd always been pretty fascinated with video, videography, watching videos, and just the whole concept of capturing something, being able to have that forever, manipulating it to tell a story or just remember a moment. So I got my first video camera. It was a flip cam, this purple one, because that was the only color that they had at the store. I think we bought it from a Fred Meyers. My mom bought it for me for something like $80 to $100. And what was great is that this phone was waterproof. And what was great was that this camera was waterproof, so if there was any kind of incident, I would not have to worry about breaking the camera. I remember some of the first videos I made were just like with my buddies. My friend said that he could do a double backflip on a trampoline, and so I filmed him attempting to do a double backflip, spliced it with some music. If you ever heard of the band Taking Back Sunday, the song Liar. So as he's not performing it, not living up to his word, the song is playing in the background. I thought it was perfect for the situation. My dad and I went skiing one time, and I was filming a story about him. And I was filming him because he hasn't skied for a number of years. He's not a strong skier, and so I was able to film him falling and then putting the music. I get knocked down, but I get back up again. You know, trying to be inspiring. He didn't really like it too much. And I'll never forget at the end of that video, towards the end, I was trying to film him while skiing backwards, and I wound up actually falling, and that's where the waterproof part of the camera came in hand, D-ness. But as I kept making videos, I was doing lots of things on YouTube at the time, and then that trickled into my college career. I was doing like music videos, just vlogging, and just doing it as a side hobby, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do in college, so I studied business. And it was through my accounting class that I realized that I don't know if I really want to do business. My mom had told me it was just a good generic thing, but you know, what does she know? So I wound up switching my major to journalism so that way I could do more videography. And at that time, I was feeling pretty creative, getting into design and writing and all different forms of expression. But through journalism, it's a more concentrated form of expression. You're informing people, and you're trying to inform them in a way that you're not misconstruing all the facts, which was cool. But I think I got a good basis through doing, you know, different journalistic projects, doing profile stories, but I always hated the fact that you couldn't just tell the person, hey, can you redo what you just did? That was really cool. You're not able to say anything. You can't manipulate the scene because then it's not objective. Objective meaning that there was no manipulation of it and that you didn't change or alter the scene in any shape or form. I don't know, I just wanted to have a little bit more control, more direct control. But I come from the field of blending that with YouTube. So for me, my video style comes from the YouTube background as a kid, mixed with the journalism, which is more that real, authentic. And so I would say it's more fast-paced, but still authentic journalism. But I'm still able to direct the scene. So it feels like a documentary, but it's really not. But people like this because it's strong storytelling, and you don't get sidetracked with all animation and gimmicks. What's at the heart of what you're telling is a good story that people can remember and they can walk away with. And what makes for a good story? Well, it makes you feel something. And you know, what are feelings? You can be happy, sad, angry, mad, just any number of feelings. And if you have that, if you walk away from a video having any kind of feeling, if you have any kind of different feeling than how you went into it, well, then the creator is successful. But I would say for me, you know, why do I do this? What makes me keep wanting to do it? Well, it's really, you know, it's a form of expression. But some of my favorite times is when everything comes together. You work on a project for days, and it just feels like, sometimes it feels like it's never going to end. But what's great is, unlike some other things that you might do, like studying for a test, or studying for a test, I don't know, making a hamburger, you know, those things disappear. Someone eats the hamburger, the test gets taken. But with a video, it's, I can make one, upload it, and 2, 3, 10 years down the road, I can go back and watch that video and say, man, I've really come a long way, or wow, that was a really unique experience that I had at the time. For example, I made one about my dad and I traveling cross country, and now that video, you know, that experience is immortalized forever. We'll be able to always go back and look at that. So that makes me feel good. It's an interesting profession, because a lot of people, it's new, and you know, a lot of people don't know what goes into making it. Everyone sees a finished product. You go to the movies, you know what a movie looks like, and you just think, oh yeah, they probably took them just a couple weeks to put that together. And so people don't have the appreciation that videos can take years to put together, at least from my experience. And so there are some challenges with it. What's really crazy is, with my style, or at least when I was a kid, I would go in and I would film a whole bunch of different things. You know, you go to an event and you start just filming, and then it's not until you get back that you're like, whoa, how am I going to piece this together? Which, on the upside, is pretty cool, because you can, you know, you're just filming for the sake of filming, and you're not having to overthink it. You're not having to follow a really strict script or storyboard. But as I'm getting older, I'm finding out that is a really key point of it, is like, if you have a loose idea of what you want the final video to look like, it can make a big difference. Now, I briefly touched upon the immortalization through video, which I have a speech that I did for Toastmasters, and Toastmasters is a public speaking organization, you know, leadership development. And I did a speech about it called The Art of Immortality, and just saying how, you know, what people see in video is what they're going to remember about this generation. You know, the Kim Kardashians are going to be remembered because of their videos. I'm not going to provide a link to the video that made Kim Kardashian famous herself, but it's just a really interesting medium, and it's growing quite vastly. A lot of people don't even want to read. You're noticing a lot more with, like, even text messages. People would rather look at a little emoji, an image, or a GIF, rather than actually text, because it expresses the emotion a lot better, more effectively. My girlfriend, she works in wedding film production, and people are willing to pay a lot of extra money for a wedding film, because you're able to, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, what does that make a video if that's thousands of pictures stitched together with audio? I mean, that's a really overwhelming and powerful emotional product that you're putting forth. Well, I would say to people that are looking to get into video, you really have to start off with projects. There's plenty of tutorials out there, but it doesn't come naturally. I would say, I don't know if it's not saying that it doesn't come naturally is the right word, but it's one of those things that you really have to work at. I think if you've watched a lot of videos, you might be able to have a little bit of a better knack for it, or you might be interested in doing some of those gimmicks, just like the little animation, things that are fun. But if you want to make something that's truly good, it's all about the story. You know, that's what people walk away with. If you emotionally felt something, and if you have a good story. I think a lot of people, when they get into this field, they want to just make a really fast video, which creates some kind of emotion. I mean, you get excitement from watching a bunch of fast clips, and you might put some epic music on there, or you might have some, you know, cool transitions. But ultimately, if you can watch videos that have a good story, which is, I mean, what's a good story that people remember? Braveheart, Titanic, just even our athletes, you think of, well, he's not really too much of a wonder story now, but Lance Armstrong and Tiger Woods, I mean, their story of how they got there is pretty unique and inspiring for folks. Superheroes, people remember them. You know, who do you think of? You think of Superman, who, you know, came from rural America and has this weakness of kryptonite, but you're always rooting for him because he's a good guy. So it's an interesting field. We'll see where I take it in the next 10 years. As I keep developing, I believe I might be near the 500 made video mark, which is nuts. But videos are all across the board. You have things that there are webinars. You have a quick 10-second clip. So I have spent anywhere from less than an hour on a video to weeks. Maybe eventually I'll work up to a video where I've worked a whole year on it, which I can only imagine what that would be like. I'm sure at some point you just say, I hope this thing ends eventually. But that would be like a documentary or a film. But yeah, if you get bored, get the chance, check out my YouTube channel. It's my name. Or you can just check out my Vimeo channel that has my higher quality stuff. Or if you have any questions about video, feel free to just email me and reach out and or tweet at me, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. But that's all I have to say about video. Thank you for listening, and I'll look forward to talking with you next time. All right, have a great week, have a great day. Take care, bye. We'll be right back.